Cooking does not need to be complicated, and Jamie Oliver's new cookbook proves it. It's called Five Ingredients Mediterranean Simple Incredible Food. He shows us how to create easy, super flavorful meals, and Jamie Oliver, chef, restaurateur, cooking show host, he's got it all, and he joins us now. Welcome to the program. So nice to have you.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is your second cookbook with the five ingredients theme.
Yeah.
The idea is that you want cooking to be less stress, less money, minimal ingredients, but still have those big flavors.
Big time, yeah. I mean, it's a funny old thing, cookbooks. My job as an author is to listen to the public. And about 5 years ago, I did five ingredients. It went gangbusters, but normally I wouldn't repeat a format like that.
Yeah.
My wife bullied me to do another one. She just said, look, this is where we're at. This is what people want. This is what the mums talk about, you know, when we're kind of comparing notes. It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So I did what I should do, which is listen to her. And I thought we'd go to the Mediterranean. And I think people don't like long shopping lists.
Yeah.
They want it to be easy.
Yeah, just five ingredients for each recipe.
Yeah.
Short, sweet, to the point, no muss, no fuss, because people are cooking differently than they did a generation ago, even just a few years ago, aren't they?
Yeah, big time. Technology in life is changing our lifestyles. And of course, the food industry wants to fix everything for you. And what happens when that happens is people forget how to cook. And we know that when people forget how to cook, they're not so well. And, you know, without being miserable, they normally don't live as long. So, you know, for me, cooking isn't just about joy and the gorgeousness of serving people that you love, but also it's kind of political, and it's about our kids and it's about our futures. So
yeah.
I kind of cross all those boundaries, really.
Well, I want to talk more about that later. Let's get to the food first.
Mm.
With each recipe in this book, you presume that we've got five basic ingredients in the pantry, right? Olive oil for cooking,
mm-hmm.
extra virgin olive oil for dressings and finishing dishes, red wine vinegar to balance the marinades and the sauces, and of course, sea salt and pepper. Those are the staples, right?
They're the staples, yeah.
All right. And then we go from there. So let's go to some of your recipes. I made a few, actually more than I expected because they were so fast and
easy
and very good.
Thank you.
The first one was the Greek chicken pasta. Tell us about that one.
Ah, I didn't plan to do a pasta chapter, but the recipes were so good I had to. Most of the recipes in this book, the pasta recipes, sorry, are not Italian.
Mm.
They're from Turkey, from Cyprus, from Tunisia. And that was really fascinating to me. So this one that you're referring to is so good. And it's using chicken thighs, which is really affordable. Any kind of pasta, but we're kind of using a macaroni-like pasta. Beautiful tomatoes. We're using halloumi. And you can get these little freezer bags in the freezer department of like sofrito, which is basically chopped onion, carrot and celery. So there's a few things going on here. You know, you're slow cooking the chicken. You're getting the flavor out of the bone and this sweet tomato sauce and the halloumi in pasta.
So tell us about the halloumi, because that's a cheese that I hadn't actually heard of before.
Yeah, well, halloumi, you can get it in all the supermarkets in the US. It's typically a Greek cheese known for being sort of grilled or fried, and it can be sort of soft, but a little bit chewy sometimes in a nice way.
Yeah.
But this time we grate it like Parmesan, and it's tangy, and it's such a delicious seasoning. And that was a revelation for me.
Mm. You're right that your teenagers loved it, which is why I made it, because mine loved it too. So that's good. The sweet pea.
Orecchiette,
yes.
Yeah.
It's so nice in the cookbook to see the picture with the recipe, and this one's an eye-popper.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, look, five ingredients again. I mean, also what I'm trying to do, even though obviously I'm a chef, it's really important that we embrace things like the frozen peas.
Yes.
They're really everyday. They're really available. Pasta of any shape and size. And then we're using potato as well. And a lot of people think that you can't do carb on carb, ironically. But actually, some of the best things in life are carb on carb. So just little diced up potatoes with little sweet peas, scallions, and pecorino or Parmesan cheese or whatever cheese you have available. And you get this silky, silky pasta where the peas just fall into the little cups. It really is comfort food, and my family love it.
Speaking of potatoes, you've got one in here I just turned to. Potato bombas. I mean, you have turned the humble potato into a thing of wonder. My goodness, that one was really good. Potatoes, eggs, manchego cheese, breadcrumbs, and a jar of arrabbiata sauce?
Arrabbiata, yeah.
Arrabbiata.
It's just a chili tomato sauce.
Mm-hmm.
But again, these are simple ingredients that you can get hold of easily. And,
yeah.
and you know, the idea of using five ingredients to create big flavors, and obviously the Mediterranean is such a famous diet, all connected by this sea. the love of olive oil and herbs and citrus and all those different religions and cultures that celebrate food. So I wanted to get a little scattering of that across the book.
And, you know, people think, can I really do it? Can I really have a delicious meal with five ingredients? You did it with main courses, with fish dishes, and you did it with desserts, which in this book are impressive and so easy. I made for our team here the tahini rocky road, which is dangerous because you really could eat the entire tray.
and hopefully you agree. I mean, like, having the tahini, which is made from sesame seeds, you can go sweet or savory, but used in Rocky Road with the nuts, the fruit, the chocolate, the little crumbly biscuits. It's so...
And a little bit of fruit jam.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was actually, that was a little nod to America. It was that kind of whole like peanut butter and jello.
Thank you.
I wanted that tang and sweetness from the jam.
Well, I wish we could get to all the desserts, the pistachio panna cotta, the peach granita, the smashing semifreddo. I mean, they were really, really good. So bravo on that. Besides food, Jamie Oliver, your passion is fighting childhood obesity, and you've been leading the charge against marketing junk food to kids. I know your cookbooks are part of that. You started a campaign originally called Feed Me Better to get kids in the UK to eat healthier, right? What's your message to parents and to kids?
Oh, well, I mean, look, I think generally speaking, and as a parent of five kids myself, like, I wish that kids would learn about food and where it comes from and how it affects their body at school. You know, I just think that the education needs to embrace that life skills like cooking are essential, not a luxury. If you look, I mean, after your mortgage for your house, you know, the money you spend on food and nourishing your family is up there with the biggest expenses of your whole life.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like to look at it like 10 recipes to save your life, 10 principles that can bend. And when you teach 16-year-olds, you know, kids, those 10 recipes to save your life, no matter what happens in their life, you know there will always be deliciousness. Whether they've got a little or a lot of money in their wallet, they can respond and nourish themselves and their families.
Well, and you've talked a lot about the link between poverty and obesity and how it's important to make fresh food more available to everyone.
You can literally have the tale of two cities, like just a mile away. You can have the same age kids, literally with different prognosis of life expectancy, productivity, absenteeism from work and school, you know, exams. I mean, I've become obsessed with how child health tracks into adulthood, and food is absolutely part of that.
Well, Five Ingredients Mediterranean is your 27th cookbook. I remember interviewing you for that first book, The Naked Chef. That was 25 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Time flies.
It does.
You've released about one a year, sometimes two a year, and a few TV shows along the way. Where did the ideas come from, Jamie Oliver?
I've never struggled, funny enough. Each book has a different story to tell. Sometimes it's like a voyage of discovery and something from the heart, and sometimes it's trying to solve a problem. So whether it's one-pan wonders or, you know, money-saving meals or five ingredients or 30-minute meals or 15-minute meals, because 30 minutes wasn't short enough. I try and create recipes that suit that. And I focus really closely on what people are buying in supermarkets. And then actually I try and write recipes for things that they've already got in their basket. So I try and just get them to do different things with the things that they're buying anyway. So that's the theory. And so far, so good. Like, I haven't been fired yet.
I guess not. I was interested to learn that you are dyslexic. Mm. How did you overcome dyslexia to write all these books?
Try and avoid writing. I think, like, you know, part any of that neurodiversity is about kind of finding solutions to getting around the problem.
Yeah.
And I've never put pen to paper for a book. So my first three books that I wrote was on dictaphone. And then when they kind of worked and sold, I could afford to employ an editor to type what I said. So there's always a way. Design is really important as a dyslexic. That's why you'll see in my books lots of step-by-steps. Certainly in this book, like, I didn't want to yap and give you loads of philosophy and kind of like thoughts. I just wanted to have short amount of words telling you the maximum amount. The reason I was fighting for that white space is because I didn't want people to open a page and feel scared. Mm. So, I mean, and weirdly, words do scare me. The words were my enemy, really, when I left school. And weirdly, here we are 27 books later where I finally realized that, you know, words are such a powerful thing, and I've just had to try and find them differently.
All right, take us out with your favorite five-ingredient recipe from the book.
Oh, goodness. So I think one of my favorites is lemon tzatziki chicken with fluffy pan-juice rice, like jammy onions, roasted lemons. And we use the tzatziki, you know, with the mint, the lemon, the garlic, the seasoning, the cucumber as a marinade, and that tenderizes the chicken. We roast it up in a pan until it's like gnarly and crispy and gorgeous. And then in those sticky bits of goodness in the pan, we put rice in and onions. And I take a little bit of the onion and do a quick little pickle in salt and vinegar. And then that, the combo is just outrageous.
Well, bon appetit. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Super Chef Jamie Oliver, chef restaurateur and cookbook author. His latest is Five Ingredients Mediterranean, Simple, Incredible Food. Jamie Oliver, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Take care.